Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go, 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 go!
With Erleada, apalutamide, being there is possible. Erleada is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. Erleada may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. Erleada can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if Erleada is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit Erleada.com. CP43926-7V1.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
What is happening? Welcome to the Plus Pitch Podcast, more pitching podcast from pitcherlist.com. My name is Nick Pollock. Today is May 20th. And yes, we are going to talk about baseball. We have Aaron Civale, 5.1 innings, 4 earned runs, 6 hits, 4 walks, 3 Ks, and 24% CSW. Oh, no. Yeah, I'm not really fun if you have Aaron Civale. It was against the Jays in this one. It was a loss. It's just one of those nights where it's like, hey, wait, Civale isn't doing all the things we like. Remember, it was supposed to be curveballs that are down and cutters for strikes and then sneaky sinkers and four seamers and this really nice sweeper and all of that stuff. And it's just kind of not really working. We did see more velocity in the cutter. We did see some of those work well, but it's just not really, it's just not working. The sweeper, 6 over 14 strikes, not there. Do I think that Aaron Civale is this guy forever? No. We did see at the beginning of the year, and then it's just been off for a bit. I think it's very important that we treat him like a Toby at best at this point. And really, if you have a stream or two that's like, hey, I would like to do those in my 12-teamer leagues, Civale is not one of those guys that you have to hold on to. He is not the, he's not like the Darvish types. He's not one of those like Michael King types where it's just you're going to trust him. He's going to do consistently amazing things for you. It's a rough patch right now for him. It stinks. You can kind of move on from him. By the way, I am back with my video breakdowns. If you didn't notice, last week on YouTube, I had 4 of them come out. Alec Manoah, Mason Miller, Javier Assad, Clark Schmidt. I had 4 of them come out. I'm probably going to do about 4 a week. I'm going to aim for 5. Could not record one today on Monday. But go check those out on YouTube. Those are super, super fun. I have a new video editor. Thank you so much, Josh Sperry, who makes those videos so much more entertaining a lot of really good cuts and everything like that, and faster and just better and denser. So if you check them out last year, we've improved them and brought them back, and super excited about them. So go to youtube.com/pitcher. Let's go and subscribe so you don't miss them. Okay. Alek Manoah. This was amazing. It was against the Rays, and I actually covered him in the previous game saying how lucky he got in this, but this was actually a better start than the previous one, which was also seven innings of 0 runs, 1 hit, 1 walk, and 7 Ks against the Rays. He really did a great job of just kind of avoiding the middle of the plate. The slider had super high PLV, was very effective around the zone. Four seamers and sinkers danced around too. Good, generally high four seamers in this one. The sinker was effective against lefties, and I think he got away with some against lefties. The changeup was fine against them too. He got a good amount of strikes with them. He did allow his sole hit on that changeup. But this was generally much better. The sinker being inside of right-handers is a huge, huge, huge thing to do for Alek Manoah. Do I think that this is going to be him forever now? No. Do I feel like we just missed out on, oh my gosh, it's that ace from 2022, 2021? No. However, it's nice to see that it can work again for Alek Manoah. And he does get the White Sox and the Tigers next. So, yeah, I wish I had Alek Manoah on my team. It could be very bad in the next start. I mean, this just could be a cherry bomb kind of guy. He really is so command dependent, especially with his fastballs and not getting burned with them. It was the first game I've seen in ages, though, that PLV said his sinker was actually above average for once. It's usually like one of the lower bad pitches. So that was nice. But yeah, I don't have much faith in Alek Manoah still, even though he did have this good start against the Rays. Yu Darvish, 4 straight starts now coming back from the IL without allowing an earned run. That is 4 straight. He had 7 innings of 0 runs, 2 hits, 1 walk, and 9 strikeouts against Atlanta. Hot dang. That is cool. I mean, Atlanta is allowing a lot of good games so far. I mean, we had Javier Assad, by the way. I'll check out that YouTube video, too. I think he got away with a lot of cutters over the zone there. But Darvish is laying down the foundation with his slider, as it should. The slider, to me, is the best pitch. Everything else should be playing off of that, and that's what he's doing these days, and I love it. Jose Soriano against the Rangers got a win, 7.2 innings and 1 run, 5 hits, 2 walks, and 5 Ks. And honestly, Soriano is a cherry bomb where if he throws enough strikes, good things happen. It's really that simple. He's rostered in about 10% of leagues. I just don't believe that should be the case. I understand Soriano plays for the Angels, and people might be deterred by the win chance. And his next 2 starts are going to be the Guardians. And actually, I'm not sure what the one is after that. However, I would start him against the Guardians and just kind of roll from there. Tanner Bibee against the Twins had a great outing. 7 innings, 1 run, 4 hits, 1 walk, 8 Ks. I've been very tepid about Bibee. I also recognize that he's more on the cherry bomb side than he is just kind of like not starting him whatsoever. And in this one, he was 1 to 2 ticks harder on everything. 96-mile-per-hour fastballs, which is great. And he did locate it upstairs a ton. I still feel weird about it because it's very steep, and we've seen the hard contact he allows by throwing that pitch upstairs. But this one worked. The changeup was not very good. The slider had 7 whiffs, but it also was hanging up a lot. And then this is kind of like the Tanner Bibee that succeeded in 2023 with just weirdish command, but good enough on the fastball and being hard enough with it. And you know what? We just kind of, I think, roll with it. Like, I don't think that Tanner Bibee is that lower tier of cherry bomb. I think he's the higher one where generally you're going to be okay. But I do feel as if, hey, Bibee, you need to have at least one of those working of the changeup and slider every day. And you need to have good four seamers. Having him at 96 is going to be fine at the top of the zone. Okay, fine. Then you need to then have good enough strikes with the slider and changeup. And he did in this one, even though it wasn't perfect stuff, it was like, this is good enough because it is a good slider, right? So that's Tanner Bibee in a nutshell. I'm glad to see it worked out. Nick Pivetta is picking up where he left off before the IL. Yes, he had the bat still ill, but then that's it. 6 innings, 1 run, 1 hit, 0 walks, and 8 Ks against the Cardinals. We are so happy. It was only 72 pitches. And that's really cool. So yeah, that's fantastic. We should just be rolling with Pivetta moving forward. Corbin Burns ace is going to ace. Looked great against the Mariners. And it was nice to see the slider, which was a big pitch last time for him, take a step back in usage of just 16 thrown, but 7 whiffs. That's it. That is good. 7 over 16 whiffs is so crazy good. And that's like the classic slider. So seeing under 40% cutter and utilizing everything to make him excel is the guy we want to see. Yes, 8 base runners. Don't care. Brady Singer, he's a cherry bomb. And guess what? Did well against the Oakland Athletics. Cool. It was a lot of sink or outs. Yep. Jordan Hicks against the Rockies on the road, that is hosting them in Oracle Park. Rocky Road is always a nice thing to see. And Jordan Hicks went five innings, one and run, three hits and one walk. Yes, Horton Jicks. No, just one strike at that. How am I supposed to butter my bread with this? Why? Because he was sick. Like, literally not because he was so dope and great. No, he had an illness. And he pitched through it, and that's why his velocity was down. And wow. Thank you so much, Hicks, for doing that for us. Landon Knack got the start for the Dodgers. 4.2 innings, one earned run, three hits, one walk, and five strikeouts. I wish he could have gotten one more here. One more, just one more out. But the slider was like the strike pitch in the middle of the zone, while then his four-seamer curve were up and down, respectively, which is what you want to see. Like, Knack, if that slider is like the strike pitch and the curve becomes that whiff pitch and four-seamer substitute, that couldn't work. I do think it's a little bit of a surprise to see that curve being what it is. And the fact that the Dodgers are really tepid on him, it might be something that we care about Landon Knack next year. But I feel right now it's hard to trust how the Dodgers use him. It's just annoying, and I don't really want to lean into this. But keep in mind, if the Dodgers continue to start him against poor opponents, decent win chance here. Chris Paddock against the Guardians had an amazing game. Got the gold star for eight innings, two earned runs, three hits, zero walks, and six strikeouts. Incredible. I don't see him as a high ceiling guy because he just doesn't have a true elite pitch. This was all well located pitches, which is not really common for Chris Paddock. He gets the Rangers next. I'm not going for that. But yeah, good stuff there for Chris Paddock. Ace is going to ace for Aaron Nola. The curve was dope. It makes us feel dope. Things are cool there. And we have other guys to talk about, like Carl Serdan having a golden goal, Mitch Keller, Hunter Green, Michael Lorenzen, and many others, of course. We're going to talk about all of that after this break.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go, go, go!
With Erlita, apalutamide, being there is possible. Erlita is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. Erlita may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. Erlita can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if Erlita is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit Erlita.com. CP43-9267-V1.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
So Michael Lorenzen was a streaming victory, 6-plus innings, got you not a win, it was a loss because it was opposite Soriano, but just did generally well, and that's cool to see. And he's just a Toby that is matchup dependent. You have Hunter Green, who did get his velocity back to 97, actually 99 really, or 98 average. I think it was 98.8 or so, as opposed to like the 95, 96 we saw like two starts ago, which is great. 17 whiffs on 68 four-seamers thrown. So he had a great start against the Dodgers, but it was 15 to 16 inches of vert as opposed to the 17, 18. That's the thing that really got me thinking like, wait a second, this is really legitimate. But honestly, if you're throwing 99 miles per hour and you're generally upstairs with it and you get 17 whiffs against the Dodgers with that one singular pitch, okay, you know what, Hunter Green, you're in a good state. We're going to just keep starting Hunter Green at this point. Mitch Keller against the Cubs, he is a cherry bomb, and I'm glad that we saw good command for the most part. He was more four-seamer focused, but it was because everything else was playing off of it. Four-seamers upstairs, cutters and sinkers are down. That is nice, and he still got three strikeouts. It's like, well, I don't feel like it's worth the reward chasing Mitch Keller, because the risk is way worse than this. Carlos Rodon, six innings, two earned runs, four hits, two walks, six Ks. I was there and remember thinking to myself, man, he's really inefficient in the first three innings. He's getting these whiffs and stuff, but he's taking his time too much. And I'm really happy he was able to gear it up for the last for six innings through 97 in his final pitch. And we saw the changeup in this one, 7 for 18 whiffs, which is really cool on that offering. And also really 95.7 average on the heater, not 94.7, 95.7. Hopefully he sticks there. This is starting to look a little bit more like the Carlos Rodon that we want, right? And to see 23 whiffs and a 36% CSW, pretty awesome. It was the White Sox. He gets the Padres and Angels next. I'm going to go for that. I hope that this is going to stick around. Sean Manaea against the Marlins got the win because that's what you were here for. Five innings, 200 runs, five hits, one walk, four Ks. He's a Toby against a bad team. Super, super boring. We just move on. Same with Dakota Hudson. Cool story, bro. Whatever. You have Jameson Taillon, disappointing outing against the Pirates. He needed 92 pitches to go 4.2 innings and 3 runs, 6 hits, 2 walks, 4 Ks. I actually think he didn't really pitch that poorly. Like, he was trying to do a lot with everything, and he nibbled a little bit too much. I do think that Taillon is going to be that quality star guy throughout the year. He's still kind of figuring everything out a little bit, especially against lefties. But Taillon, to me, should be a general quality star guy. And the fact that the fact that he went 92 pitches, 4.2 innings, and really had to grind a bit, and it didn't go well. It wasn't so detrimental, but this wasn't his best. But I think that his intent and everything, his stuff is good enough that this should be fine. Never Trevor Williams, 4.1 innings of 300 runs. And yep, really, like, I know he's had this really good run of staying low and the sinker not getting hit hard and all this kind of stuff. It's just, it's not worth it, especially considering that the human I don't agree with at all, and I don't want to root for him, honestly. Because he doesn't root for people based on things that they are just innately human, and it's terrible. Spencer Arrighetti against the Brewers, 6.1 innings, 400 runs, 7 hits, 2 walks, and 6 Ks. It's a careful Icarus because he was killing it through 6 innings, and all of a sudden he was out there in the 7th, and he allowed 3 guys to score. What the heck? Or at least he allowed 3 base runners, and they came in after. It's annoying to go to have like a one earned run in through 6 innings and lose a quality start is really shocking, because usually you just get pulled after the first gets on base. I've seen this a lot where managers are letting guys go more than one extra. Like, when you hit 6 innings and you're near like 90 pitches or so, the rule of thumb is like, cool, you have one base runner to get on base and then you're out, right? Or you get up to this amount of pitches. But to see them go not one, not two, but three is just, what? No, you're not supposed to do that. The Pasta Pirate, pretty decent. He gets the Athletics next. I think I would go there with him. Jordan Montgomery against the Tigers. He's a Toby, and 6 innings of 4 runs, 5 hits, 2 walks, and 3 Ks. Ugh. They should have not left him go for one batter in the 7th. Like, he had 6 innings, 3 runs. It was fine. And then, you know, he walked him, got pulled. This is actually what I'm talking about, though. One batter get pulled. But you already had the quality start. And then that guy came around because of the reliever. All right, so careful Icarus there too. Matt Manning, yeah, it's not working out. You know, he had one strikeout, 5 innings, 4 runs, 13 base runners against Arizona. Just don't. I was really excited early on because his command was better in the past, and it just hasn't been. You have JP Sears, who's a cherry bomb against the Royals, 4 runs in 4.1 innings. Too many erratic four-seamers, and it's just not it. Sixto Sanchez is not the guy that you want. As he went against the Mets, you have Matthew Liberatore, 70 pitches is not good here. You have George Kirby against the Orioles. What are you doing down here? 6 innings of 5 runs, 9 hits, 0 walks, 3 Ks. Man, it's really tough with Kirby because, like, you want to think he's a good command guy, but then he's just throwing too many strikes. He's just throwing too many hittable pitches. And you got to realize this four-seamer is not this incredible four-seamer shape. He spots it well, but he needs more from his secondaries. It's been a major thing. And considering that George Kirby generally has a good swing strike rate on his four seamers because guys are swinging more than anything, and he doesn't elevate it enough. Like, he throws it in the same spot every game. So try to go a little bit more out of the zone, throw more balls with it, and throw more strikes with your secondaries. You have good enough command, you should be able to do this. And Colin Ray against the Astros, 4.1 innings, 5 earned runs, 8 hits, 4 walks, and 5 strikeouts. Don't do Colin Ray. Chris Flexen, 7 earned runs against the Yankees, not much of a surprise. And Bryce Elder against the Padres as a desperate win chance, and you didn't get it. It's all right, but yeah, you don't need to go after Bryce Elder. He's not going to have the same run as he did last year. And if he does, we will tell you to jump back in, which is right. Which is not right now. Okay. Tomorrow's games, you got Joe Ryan and Kyle Bradish and Yusei Kikuchi and Logan Webb and Garrett Crochet. That's all for tomorrow. Those are all auto starts. Probable start is Christian Javier, Clark Schmidt, Ranger Suarez. I know, Ranger Suarez and the probable start. What's wrong with me? It's against Texas, and honestly, it wasn't that impressive last time. And I know it's been such a good run. That's why it's probable start, because he normally would be questionable start, but Texas is good. Maybe not with Adolis Garcia. I understand that, but still, Texas is good. Robert Gasser against the Miami Marlins is a stream pick of the day. You have Casey Mize against the Royals. Javier Saad, he did really well against Atlanta. Atlanta hasn't been as good. Same kind of thing as Suarez. You're going to go with it. Brian Wu against the Yankees. It's a little weird. I do like Brian Wu, though. There are strikeouts to be had here, and the Yankees aren't just like, doesn't matter, right? Like, Wu should be also better as he's now more removed from his injury. No report of being hurt as well, so we're going to roll with that. Gavin Stone is a Toby against the Diamondbacks. And Alec Marsh has looked good lately, and he gets the Tigers, and I don't really think his strikeout rates are believable, but yeah, I'm cool with streaming him there against the Tigers. Questionable start here, you have Criswell versus Littell for the second straight week. Both of those guys were pretty mad last week, and I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'm fine, not really going after either one, as they're pretty much Tobys. Andrew Abbott against the Padres. I don't really know what to make of him anymore. It's a cherry bomb situation. Kyle Quantrill has gone 100 runner fewer in 5 of his last 6 starts, which is absolutely bonkers. And he's on the road against Oakland because he just shoots knees with the sinker and hopes for outs and he gets them. So maybe that one works. John Gray has been on a stupid run. This run right now in his last, outside of the first game of the year, it's been 9 games, 1 relief appearance, so really 8 starts and a 1.2 inning relief appearance of perfection, has been a 1.30 ERA. 106 whip, 26% strikeout rate, 6% walk rate. Is that crazy? Like 48.2 innings. Ugh, 48.1. Crazy for John Gray, but it's against the Phillies. I still don't know if I want to do that. Griffin Canning against the Astros. You obviously know this. Brandon Fott against the Dodgers. Cherry bomb there, very much so. Trevor Rogers had his good start of the year finally last time out, but Milwaukee, which they aren't really that tough, but is Trevor Rogers going to actually be okay again? I like his generalized command. He just needs to get more out of it and execute those pitches when he needs to more. Charlie Morton had a great start and then a terrible one, and now he gets the Cubs, and it's like, no, I don't want to deal with this. And Aaron Brooks got destroyed by the Astros, fine, but now he gets Rocky Road in Oakland Coliseum. He's a guy who can spot his pitches, and that generally means, like, hey, that's a quality start kind of guy, so maybe that does work. Martin Perez against the Giants is in do not start. Same with Carlos Carrasco. You have all these guys who could theoretically go 6 innings in Martin Perez, Carrasco, Lynn, Adrian Houser, and Patrick Corbin, but they're all so pedestrian and not worth your time in 12-teamers. And then you have in the middle of it is Joe Musgrove. You're like, what is he doing here? Well, he hasn't pitched since May 1st, and he hasn't pitched any rehab starts, so we don't expect many innings here from Joe Musgrove. He's in Cincinnati. Just don't do it. Cool? All right. That is it for today. Thank you all so much for supporting what we do. My name is Nick Pollock, and may your BABIPs be low and your strikeouts high.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go, go, go!
With Erleada, apalutamide, being there is possible. Erleada is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. Erleada may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. Erleada can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if Erleada is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit Erleada.com. CP43-9267-V1.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. Is Sean LeFoot?
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.